Follow Elizabeth on Twitter right now. Keyword Food Nation Radio. And visit ElizabethDoherty.com for restaurant reviews, recipes, her blog, and a whole lot more. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Hey, everybody, we're back. You're listening to Food Nation Radio Network. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. We're talking about the national bill to label genetically modified foods. And guess what? I took the time to read it.
You described this as the good, the bad, and the ugly of this bill. So let me play some appropriate music here. You like that? The theme from The Good, Bad, the Ugly? I can see Clint Eastwood right now.
I know.
All right. Give it to me straight, lady. Tell me about the good, bad, and the ugly.
Here's the good. Here's the good part about it. It will label the produce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It'll label the produce so you know when you go into the produce section what is genetically modified and what is not. That's all good.
Okay, that's good.
It's also going to label fish specifically. What it says is if food is genetically engineered, it must be labeled. What it doesn't say is what about livestock that are fed GMO feed.
All right, now you're starting to get into the bad right now.
This is one of the bads.
So if they just eat, you know, Monsanto corn.
Which is what they eat. One of the issues is the feed. The other thing this thing says, there's an exemption for restaurants, which is okay. I understand that. The exemption for vaccines in the food, where you put genetically engineered vaccines in the food.
Mm-hmm.
Does not have to be labeled.
And most people don't even realize that this is even happening or was even possible. Can we tell the story very quickly?
These vaccines have been in field trials for some time now. And we have an interview that we can replay for you next week.
An interview that we've kind of been sitting on because we were kind of afraid, and you know, because it's really out there that they could be doing this. But indeed they are, and it will be exempted by this national labeling bill.
You're going to be vaccinated whether you know it or not.
Or whether you want to or not.
But that'll be next week on the show. We'll cover that. We used part of that interview at one point. We shelved the other part because it was just too soon. It was 2 years ago, and I didn't think people were ready to hear it. Now you're ready to hear it because it's an exemption in this national labeling bill.
In this bill. So Congress knows that this is going on. They're going to exempt it.
Exactly.
We still have a minute. We still haven't touched the ugly yet.
Oh, the ugly is the salmon. The salmon. You're going to hear all about this salmon right after the bottom of the hour news.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be able to put this salmon on the shelf whole. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to let the gentleman from the Center for Food Safety tell the story.
He describes this as being an ugly creature. And if you Google ocean pout, P-O-U-T, for yourself, you're going to see it's ugly.
You can go to Elizabeth Doherty on Facebook and see a picture of it. We put a picture of it up there, too.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we're going to have this interview all about GMO salmon, why it's unhealthy for you, why it's bringing back some of the same issues that we've experienced with Monsanto and other companies like Monsanto, which this company, Aqua Bounty, is very similar to.
Right.
So stay with us. You've been listening to Food Nation Radio Network. We'll be right back.